Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
LMFM Sunday Sport.
With thanks to the LMFM app. Download for free now and take us with you everywhere you go.
Matt, you have to be a very happy man this evening, like the rest of the Meath players.
Absolutely, yeah, we're delighted with that. You know, we knew coming down today against Cork was going to be a seriously difficult task, especially in their own back garden. But, you know, listen, we got off to a bit of a slow start, but put on a show in the second half, and it was great. You know, a really good confidence booster for the start of the league anyway.
Fabulous third quarter performance, really, because that's when the game was won.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we pressed up on them a little bit more. We got kind of two or three kind of key turnovers, and they resulted in a couple of really, really good scores for us. So, you know, it was good to do that. It's good to put Cork on the back foot, especially in that third quarter, which I think has shown to be probably the most important quarter in the games. So, yeah, delighted.
Was there a belief, perhaps, at halftime that the Cork defence might just be vulnerable defending?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I definitely think we got behind them a couple of times in the first half and sort of didn't put our chances away. So there was definitely a bit of a message that if we got the ball in there early, we could cause a bit of damage. But it actually transpired that it was the turnovers that kind of put them on the back foot, and then all of a sudden we could push up. So, you know, we know those Cork defenders are seriously good players, and we're just delighted that we got a little bit of better than today. But sure, you never know. It's only the first round of the league, so hopefully many more to come.
2 points down at halftime. Cork had dominated the game even more than that would indicate. They looked a good bit better team for much of the first half.
I'm not sure now, but I didn't feel like that on the pitch. But unfortunately we gave away a lot of frees. I think Sherlock ended up with a high score himself, so that was a pity. That if we kept them shooting from play, it might not seem that way. They definitely kept their confidence up by slotting over those frees, so that's definitely something we can work on for next week.
Is it a fact with the players, do they realise how important every score is in this league? Like, it could go down to points difference whether you're in the Tailteann Cup or the All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Every score matters, and you know, at the end of the game there, you're kind of scrambling a little bit, especially when Cork kind of smelled they were within 3 or 4 points. They pushed everyone up and it was tough to get out. They got a few turnovers on us themselves, and probably closed the gap a little bit. We probably need to work on closing out games a bit better, but like you said, every score counts, and you know, us as the front six, we have a lot of responsibility to put the ball over the bar, and at times there we let ourselves down, but I think in the grand scheme of things we did pretty well.
Huge boost to morale now, and a home game against Clare coming up on Sunday next.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we can get a big crowd out next Sunday and keep the momentum going. If we can go 2 from 2 in this first week, I mean, it'll be absolutely brilliant, and it would really set us up for the next period of games then after that. So yeah, delighted with today, and hopefully keep the momentum going.
Mickey, I don't know where you start to try and sum up that game. So agonising. It's probably one of the worst finishes from your point of view that you could imagine.
It certainly was. I thought we battled well in the first half. Probably the lead wasn't huge, considering the breeze. We knew we had a game in our hands in the second half, and then they got back probably handy enough to draw the game. But then we actually got a real good purple patch ourselves and got ourselves 2 points up. And then it looked like they were taking over again, and we got that wonderful goal by Kieran Downey. And I think we played much the better football in the last 10 minutes. And I couldn't for the life of me understand how Conor Grimes was blowing up. And first of all, I think he was fouled before he even went to ground. Then he passed the ball out properly with his hand, and the ref gives a free out. Critical decision in that game, and it ended up again. I don't know where the 7 minutes of added time came out of in the second half, and it's devastating to think that we got nothing out of that game. game for the effort our players put in.
Yeah, it seemed a lot of injury time, given that there were 6 minutes in the first half for Kieran Bourne's injury, which obviously seemed longer.
It did, it seemed longer. I didn't think we'd have anything like 6 minutes in the second half. And no, it's just devastating on players who put such effort into that game there today and get nothing out of it. And you can see some simple decisions that go against you and you wonder why. You just wonder why does that happen sometimes. But look, that's where it's at. We just have to take it. It's not easy. But I think we have to be very proud of the players and what they did out there today. And they gave every ounce of energy that they had. And we couldn't ask for more from them. I just think they deserve something more because of that.
You mentioned the application of your players today, Mickey. It was absolutely total. The couple of debutants you had, fellas then that came back in, the more experienced lads who hadn't played obviously in the O'Bourne Cup, and gave it absolutely everything out there.
Aye, that's the bright side of it all. You know, the dark side is obviously Kieran Burns' injury. We don't know the outcome of that, but it seems nasty enough. And you know, as I say, the effort that the boys put in was deserved more than they got, but at the same time we're totally proud of them, and they can be proud of themselves as well, because we just love a team that gives all it's got, gives the energy that they gave out there today and applied themselves the way they did. And I think, you know, nobody would have begrudged us at least a draw there today, and I think at one stage we were good value for a win.
Yeah, I mean, a 6-3 up, that first half performance, really a lot to like about it, given that you lost Casey Bourne and of course Liam Jackson went off with a black card.
Yeah, we didn't help ourselves in other ways as well, so yeah. And then a couple of other men picked up yellow cards, and we had to technically sort of move them because they're only one foul away from being sent off. So, but the boys who came in did very well, and I have to congratulate all of them for the effort they put in. So yeah, really proud of the players, and you know, I just feel so much for them. You know, when you put that much work into a game and you put the training that they did into the last couple of months, and to get something like that to take the result totally away from them, it's very hard for them to take.
And with the injury to Casey, and then obviously the concussion, I think, or the injury to Tommy Dornan, who was Casey's replacement, and then of course Paul Matthews is injured as well, so not helping matters. And this is going to be tough now going forward, Mickey.
It wasn't a good weekend for us injury wise no. So, and they're big men, you know, physically big men that we lost there around the middle of the park. So that's life. We just have to roll up our sleeves and do the best we can. The thing, the game's coming knocking on the door in 7 days again, and it's not like getting any easier. We're playing the Ulster champions, so you know, it's just going to be a very tough encounter next week. But sure, look, we'll have to give it our best shot again. And if we give it our best shot, and the boys do themselves as much proud as they did today, then you couldn't fault them. You couldn't ask for any more. That's all you ever want with a team. Are they giving the best to themselves, giving every ounce of energy? And I think we're happy that's the one thing we are happy about. Yeah. Not happy but much else.
Yeah. But you know, you're a man of your experience now, with such a turnaround to the following week, next week's game against Derry, your part is absolutely crucial now. You're going to have to try and lift these lads psychologically as much as anything else.
Well, I mean, that business has started already. You know, when we were talking to the players, that's all we could do was speak well of them, you know, and that they should feel good about what they achieved out there today. First game in this level of this division, we're playing against a team that's been seasoned in this division for 6 or 7 years in their home soil, and you know, that we put up that kind of fight, I think, you know, that's recovery mission, if you think, mentally, is already on.
LMFM Sunday Sport, with thanks to the LMFM app, download for free now and take us with you everywhere you go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.